Yeah, what actually happened was that Pete told Rita that she had to change the format in a certain way. Rita refused to do it. So Pete fired Rita. Rita then took the appeal to the board of directors. Well, at the same time, Pete came to me and said, "Hey, look it, Gare, I just fired Rita Turner as program director today, and I want to hire you as the new program director." Now, there's this little matter of a board of directors meeting where she's going to make her appeal. The board will support my decision, and so you show up on Thursday as the new program director. And I said, okay, I mean, that's, you know, I was looking for a job, that'd be nice. Actually, I started volunteering at the station before I signed on the air. July, I suppose, we were first training volunteers to sign on the air. And so that board meeting on that Wednesday night, Rita was there, a whole bunch of people. They have this big meeting, big turnout of volunteers and everything to support Rita. And Pete's fatal flaw was that he showed up stumbling drunk to this board meeting. I think if he'd shown up sober, that he probably would have been able to weather it, but he showed up stumbling drunk. So what the board did was they upheld Pete's decision to terminate Rita. And then they turned around and they fired Pete. And then they turned around and hired Rita as a temporary building coordinator to oversee building a new studio building over at the FAA Tower. That all happened in the same meeting. So, you know, the question in my mind is, so let's see, am I supposed to show up as the program director tomorrow or not? Back then, NPR came to Homer on the phone line, and it was just one channel. And channel one was whatever KSKA turned up on their DMOD. So you'd be in the middle of airing a program, and someone would spin the dial, and, you know, the program would change. I remember that coming in and putting on some headphones and listening. Well, nobody knew why I was there. You know, what are you here for? Well, Lance Peterson shows up. I mean, they've just lost their general manager, and Lance shows up as chairman of the board. I said, well, hey, Lance, you and I should talk. Cute little Lance, he just kind of said, well, why don't you go across the street, just have a cup of coffee, and we'll come and get you later on. The board decided to make Barbara Park the interim general manager. Mm-hmm. Engineering-wise, the station was in chaos. We had two Scully 250 tape machines. The engineer couldn't figure out why they wouldn't work. I remember one being pulled out, and he was going to package it up, and then it sat at the station for a week and a half because he couldn't figure out how to ship it back to Scully because the box was too big to be mailed via the post office. Old turntables, I mean, everything was antique and simple and not very much of it.
This is, hi, I'm Gary Thomas.
Everything is beautiful every night and day.